Welcome to the Barely Living Dread Girls podcast, where we like to get high and talk about horror movies. I'm Casey.
And I'm Jess.
Sorry, that was so
She's
long.
She's Jess.
And today, we are going to be talking about a movie I'm super stoked to talk about, because Casey and I both love this movie, and it is Lisa Frankenstein.
Just came out this year, probably about 8 weeks ago now, maybe a little less. Starring,
God, that's so crazy. I've already seen it like four times.
Same. starring Catherine Newton and Cole Sprouse. Written
dynamic combo.
Yes, written by Diablo Cody. If you know Jennifer's Body and or Juno, you know Diablo Cody's writing style, because she has a very specific dialogue style.
She's fucking hilarious.
She's amazing. But if you're not a fan of either of those movies, if you saw those movies and thought, this is the biggest pile of trash I've ever seen in my life, I can't understand it, you might not like this. But then again, it's pretty fucking good. You're stupid if you don't like it. Directed by Zelda Williams, so a lot of women-helmed project, which I love. We have so much good stuff to talk about with this movie. We both absolutely loved it. And this is going to kick off a few weeks in a row of Catherine Newton movies.
Woo!
Because the world seems to be on a Catherine Newton kick. She's on a Catherine Newton kick. I have loved her since Supernatural. And she's been in quite a few horror movies now. She's a scream queen.
Yeah.
She's officially a modern scream queen. So we're going to do this. We're going to do Freaky with her and Vince Vaughn. We're going to go back in time after that and do Paranormal Activity 4 when she was just a tiny, teeny bopper.
Yeah.
And then we're going to jump all the way to, like, 2 weeks ago, basically. We're going to do Abigail, which just came out. And I have seen
I
saw it in theaters. Amazing. Amazing. It is probably my favorite movie of the year so far. I might like it more than this.
Oh, high praise.
And I love this. There is nothing wrong with this movie. I just think, maybe because it's, I think the, I want to say this is probably PG-13. And then, yes, this is PG-13. And then I think Abigail is rated R. So you get a little more gore and a little more, but Catherine Newton, so fucking good. You know, just.
Yeah, we just missed my 30th birthday on the pod, but I'm 30
so,
now.
Shout out, happy 30th.
This is what I wanted for my birthday. 30 flirty and crying is my motto, because it's been tough, y'all. But we're doing it.
Look how good she looks. She's amazing, and she's so sweet, and she's still killing it, and she works hard. And
God, I can't imagine having a dick that's only going to work for, like, 3 more years. That's all I have to say.
Whoo!
We love to throw shade. Anyways. Yeah, this is what I wanted for my birthday. I wanted some Catherine Newton. That's what I wanted.
She said, "How about Lisa Frankenstein? Oh, or Freaky? Either one." Because
I've been digging both of them so much lately. I've been really into a really good kind of teen horror like comedy. I don't know why they make me feel good and creeped out at the same time, and I feel like that's just like the energy that I've needed lately.
They're so much fun to watch because it's that horror comedy combination like. Happy Death Day.
Exactly.
That same vibe. And Happy Death Day and Ready or Not, I get the same vibe, which those were made by the same people. Okay, we got a little Hannibal on the pod. Normally the door is closed, but he's just kind of crawled his way in here very slowly because he knows he's not supposed to be.
It's hard to say no. I can't.
How could you? He's so pretty. He's so pretty.
Continue.
Hi, baby. So we might get some Corgos, but we'll see. This is my Hannibal. So if you're not
he's
watching,
my Hannibal right now.
If you're not watching, you're really missing out on some cute dog.
You're so cute.
So we're gonna go through this. Please go see it. It's on Peacock for free right now. So if you don't have a Peacock subscription, text your friends. I bet one of them does. Use their password. Watch this movie.
I agree.
Let's
get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Oh, buddy. First off, the soundtrack is amazing.
I was about to say, can we start with the soundtrack?
Soundtrack. So many good music drops.
I'm just thinking of the right words to say. No, it's not really funny. I promise you.
The production design incredible. So, it feels so authentically 80s.
Hannibal, buddy.
I know.
He's so cute.
I know. You're
I was singing to him. I told you I was going to be musical, and it's not even been 3 minutes.
Go on. Go lay down. Go lay down, buddy.
Oh, lay down. We're fucking...
Lay down. Nice. Good boy. Good okay. Boy. Okay. So, amazing production design. I'm obsessed with Lisa's hair. It is so, like, we...
It's so fucking good.
The first thing we see is, like, her looking in the mirror. Well, first we get this cute little animation of, of our, it's, he's not named, he's just called the creature.
Yeah.
Cole Sprouse's character.
Which I love.
I do, too. And it's just, like, a little animation of him going through his life, and then he dies, and it's tragic. And there's a cemetery called Bachelor's Grove Cemetery, where Lisa likes to visit. Her name is actually Lisa Swallows, which is hysterically funny. It would be impossible to go through high school with the last name Swallows.
Yeah. And on top of having a last name with Swallows, her mother was tragically murdered.
By an axe murderer.
By an axe murderer.
In front, like, basically in
like
front of her.
Like, a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, was not a long time ago, and her dad has already...
Remarried, moved her to a new city, moved her into... The stepmother from hell.
Carla, what is her
Carla
name?
Carla Gugino.
Gugino.
Oh, I love her.
I love her, but amazing. I love to hate her in this movie.
She's so good to hate. And then you go to watch, like, Gerald's Game, and it's only empathy and love for her. Or even, like, Back House to of Spy Kids.
Oh, my God.
Yes, where she's the sexiest mom spy of all time. But then in this, you're like,
throwback, I'm going to hate her. I forgot that was her.
Her and Antonio Banderas were the
hottest
couple. I
just hit the microphone. With That's Uncle okay. Machete.
Machete.
Did you see the video I posted recently of Danny Trejo?
Oh,
with
my
the
God,
puppy?
Him with his little puppy.
And
please
just
go watch
on
it.
The ground and just, the puppy's just, he's like, National Puppy Day.
I love, love Danny Trejo.
I love my puppies. Kiss a puppy today. And I was like,
I would die for Danny Trejo, dude. I would die for him.
Oh, my God. We should post my picture with Danny Trejo.
Yes!
Since we talked about him this week
on
our Instagram.
I'll splice it into the video. And
yeah,
just like,
put it on Instagram, too.
Cue that. So, yes. So, oh, we got a corgi. This is Scouty.
I don't know if you can even see her.
Ranger will Maybe most... Snoop. I think so. I think Ranger will most likely not visit because he's a little bit of a loner. So.
Well, the Ranger seems to...
Yes, after that we see... Mm-hmm. Catherine Newton, and she's got this big curly hair, and it's so 80s, and she's just spraying it with hairspray and teasing the hell out of it.
Crimping it.
It feels
You see
very,
the steam coming off of it.
Like,
I can smell it, you know.
But you can, I almost said you can smell it.
Yeah.
It smells disgusting.
I mean, when I was younger, and I used to, like, do all kinds of shit to my hair and crimp it over hairspray and shit.
Oh, when I would do
Damaging.
My hair for show choir, and I had just my mom's, like, metal curling iron, you would curl it, spray the curling iron with the hairspray, and then let it go and hope it stayed for the next 13 hours. We got some puppy playtime. Guys, this is literally not the time. It's precious, but it is so not the time. then her sister Taffy walks in, and you want to hate Taffy, and I want to hate Taffy, because Taffy kind of sucks, but also, she's just kind of dumb and means well, for the most part.
I love Taffy.
I know. I kind of want to hate her, but I love her.
I mean, like, there's one wrong thing she did throughout this movie.
Other than that, she tries to be so good. She tries to include her sister. She's mean to her mom.
She hypes her up.
She does. She's even like, Mom, you sound like a psycho.
Yeah,
like,
and Mom, you're being mean.
Literally.
Like, why are you being so rude?
And she's
like Tabby's the only one that took up for her. Her dad, I fucking hate her dad, like, more
her
than
her dad
the
may be the biggest
villain
in the whole movie, including the stepmother, including rapey guy.
Yeah.
And that guy really does suck.
Yeah.
But no, the dad is so, I literally at one point wrote, weaponized incompetence. He is weaponized incompetence as a, like, he is that phrase defined, because he is so fucking stupid, but he should know better, and he just, and I, like, honestly, his relationship with Taffy is uncomfortable for
it's
me.
It's creepy.
Because there at the end, like, he's just so ready to forget about everything, and he's like, Bud Rickers, and just, like, ready to, like, I'm like, dude, you've known her for, like, 3 months, and she's 17. Are you gonna groom this poor girl?
So weird, because he's just like, bye, Lisa.
Let's go out to dinner.
That was your fucking daughter. Your actual daughter.
In the last year, you've lost a child and two wives. You should be sadder.
Right.
Hannibal, go lay down. Go lay down. I should have known this was going to happen. Lay down. Everybody lay down. So, they are getting ready to go to a party. A little, you know, a high school style party. And they're...
Tabby wants Lisa to come, which is cute.
Yes, their little car... Their car conversation is so funny. And it was kind of ruined by the trailers because you get to see a lot of it. But one of my favorite lines in the entire movie is she's like asking him, she's like, well, does he have like a basketball bod or more of like a football bod? And she's like, he doesn't play sports. He's cerebral. And Taffy goes,
he's in a wheelchair? No.
And I laughed all three times I've seen this fucking movie.
He's in a wheelchair.
Also, Catherine Newton's 27.
I was wondering today when I was watching
and this still playing a high schooler because she still looks so young. She's got baby face, eternal baby face. Oh my and I God. Love it.
It's like when the fucking her boss was like, I didn't think she had any friends. It's fun. Thought it was because she was so flat chested.
I love those. This
movie's fucking hilarious.
It's jokes about like her. And Kristen Stewart being flat chested are my fucking favorites
because
we're a part of the itty bitty titty committee. You were invited, but it was out of jealousy that you weren't invited.
There's stuff I can't wear too.
It's true. There's pros and cons to both.
I have corsets that cut here on me.
Yes.
My boob is not this big.
She's got half more boob than that.
I have one half more boob.
And some shirts she just fills out so nicely, and then sometimes it's like, this doesn't fit me only because my boobs. And I'm the opposite sometimes. Sometimes but I'm like, yeah, no bras.
My clothes that don't fit me.
Yes. So,
then
we
go to this party.
Yeah, we go to this party. We meet Michael Trent, who's the boy she has a crush on.
Got the Christian Slater hair.
Oh my God, he is such a Christian Slater in this.
He totally is.
I hate him. I love her little speech to him at the end. I think it's the most, like, amazing teenage way to say fuck off without saying fuck off. She's like,
you know how uncool that is?
Yeah, she's like, you like cool things and you don't want your girlfriend to like cool things. Do you know how uncool that is?
Are only for you.
And that is so this guy. Yes, so he meets her and it's very Carrie vibes for a minute because he's like very Tommy Ross. Like, oh, I liked your poetry and, you know, just like, you look uncomfortable at this party. And then this fucking bitch comes up. And gives her drugs.
This PCP.
Lisa in this night is drugged and sexually assaulted and it is just brushed away.
So fucking
this
sad.
This poor girl.
Yeah.
No wonder she goes on a murdering rampage.
I would too. So she's like tripping out, you know. She like collapses on the ground. Her lab partner, this little twerpy kid, Doug, comes up seemingly to help her. And then guides her into a room where he begins to touch her without her consent.
Fondle her.
And she's barely able to, like, get up and stumble off.
This is after she's puked in the wastebasket.
Yeah.
There's no excuse.
Yeah,
this woman's fucked up.
He was holding her hair back. He knew she was fucked
up. This girl, she's playing a 17-year-old.
And he said, once you start, you can't stop. It's the rules.
It's
and
the rules.
It was fucked up.
It was just, yeah, it was it really
can be,
gross.
It can be kind of a hard scene to watch. Nothing
but it was
too
very,
explicit.
Yeah, it was very PG-13.
It was. It was, but I, you know, if and that is something you're sensitive to, I do always like to mention that.
Yes.
Because I get it. It is
but
hard
very,
to watch.
Very PG-13, very just like, she gets up immediately.
I
love this
the
transition.
Effects, yeah, with the music and the, like, you can, like, the way it's shot with, like, everything is blurring. You feel like you're fucked up with
She's
her.
She's, like, walking back through the house, but there's also, like, trees and stuff. It's, aww. Hannibal was scratching his nose. There's, like, trees and stuff, so it's, like, transitioning from the house into the cemetery that she hangs out at, like, kind of slowly, intermittently. They're just being so cute. They need to be in here more often when we record.
No.
So, she gets back, there's this statue of this bachelor that was buried there that we saw at the beginning, and his last name is Frankenstein, so she does, like, etchings of the stones, and, like, she hangs out with it. So she sees the stone when she's all fucked up, and she's like, I wish I was with you. And then there's lightning flashes, very, like, Freaky Friday. You know what I mean? Like, very, yeah, that kind of vibe. And I do think it's funny when her sis, when Taffy wakes her up in the morning and she's got, like, her hand down her pants. And even in that moment, Taffy is so sweet about it. She's like, don't worry about it. We all do it.
Like, yeah, really, Taffy, like, does everything she can to make Lisa comfortable.
And even, like,
she lets her wear all her clothes.
I even thought the knees comment was funny. She's like, I fell. She's like, yeah, sure. Me too. I just think it's funny. Like, Taffy's so cute.
She is cute.
I kind of hate what they do at the end and, like, have her, you know what I mean? Yeah. I hate that. That's the only part of the movie that I'm like, man, I wish, because, like, other than that, Taffy is so perfect. And I just don't see Taffy doing that.
I don't either. Anyway. I really don't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so how did the mirror get broken again?
She just, like, slammed something into it. She was just really mad. She, like, was drunk and then slammed her fist into it.
So, broke a mirror. The stepmother from hell was freaking the fuck out about it and being an absolute cunt. Didn't give a shit why she was, like, why this happened. Didn't even let her talk.
One thing about the soundtrack from the scene before, mm-hmm. when she's walking through, like, right when that starts, it's a really, so I love this trend in horror. Please don't let it stop. Please don't let it stop. Creepy, slowed down versions of happy, fun songs.
I fucking love it.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone, but it's like this weird slowed down. Or like in Last Night at Soho, the downtown, but it's the down tempo, like creepy version. Please don't stop doing that. I can't think of the other one that I was thinking of the other night that's like that, but please keep doing that. It's my favorite thing.
It's so creepy. Ugh. It's so unsettling.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, I have chills.
And then my possible favorite scene of the movie, it's hard to choose because I love the whole movie, is during her dream scene before she gets woken up. It's like this black and white. She's like got like these little like crystals on her face, like teardrops. And he's there as a statue. And it's like weird things from her room playing out as a dream. So there's the moon from A Trip to the Moon, like the 1920s movie or whatever. And like a weird face under her bed, and her mom's picture beside her bed is moving. Mm-hmm. It's just so surreal, and I think it's hard to capture that dreamlike feeling in movies because dreams are so, they seem so normal in the moment, and then you wake up and you're like, what was that? And I think it really captures that, like, all the things that she would be thinking about when she's going to sleep put together in this, like, weird.
Wash your hands, kiddo.
I want to try that flavor. It smells delicious, and I haven't tried this flavor. Anyway, go ahead. Broken mirror.
Yeah, I fucking loved that dream as well. Mirror's broken. Essentially, the dad always takes up for the mom, no matter what. Doesn't give a shit.
I wrote, Dale sucks, hate that guy, kind of pissed he lives.
Yeah, honestly. But he...
Oh my god, that tastes like a Swisher Sweet, but, like, without the tobacco flavor. It's like, really just tasty. The, like, fruity. That is good.
Yeah. But, yeah, so her dad is, like, you know, like, being obviously kind of forced into talking or, like, making her apologize.
Stand up to your wife.
Pay for the fucking mirror. Like, she has to go pick up an extra shift. Where she works, like, no one as coddled, a seamstress.
No one coddled me when my father was blown up in Da Nang. I hate this character.
That's why I'm the way I am. That's a good point. Shut the
fuck
up.
But Carla Gugino plays it to the, like, absolute maximum. Like, oh my every line God. Read is just dripping. Cunt. Dripping with hatred for this teenager
it
for no reason.
It is just absolute venom. Mm. Every word that comes out has a...
I told you. Your dad wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt. Like, it's just... She's so... I want to choke the life out of her, but I love Carla Gugino.
And her dad's about to let her put her in the loony bin.
Oh my God, I know. Anyway.
Anyways. Michael Trent.
Yes.
Oh, wait, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we do. We cut to her at her seamstress job, and this is another part of the production design that I love. The Kenneth Nagel paintings everywhere in the background. You may not know the name, but you would know the paintings if you saw them, the style. Like, the very 80s, just monochromatic, where she got, like, the weird hairstyles. I'll, like, put some clips in of it, or, like, Google Kenneth Nagel. And it's the most iconic 80s thing. Like, and they're all over the background of her seamstress job. Because, of course, it's in the 80s.
Right. Yeah, Michael Trent comes in with, I don't even know that
girl's name. His leather jacket. And, yeah, I don't know her name, but she's a bitch. But I love the way she dresses, and her makeup always looks really cute. She's always wearing, like, black lipstick. She's very goth.
She's a cunt, but she's also giving cunt.
It's true.
We can compliment and insult at the same time.
And, like, if I wasn't on Lisa Frankenstein's side in this movie, I would be on this girl's side. Because, like, she does go on a murdering rampage. And, like, you know what I mean? But, like, I love that girl. But I hate her.
Yeah.
So, I love the match cuts when she's, a little while later, she's watching Day of the Dead on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the creature attacks. And so this very, very first scene, you can't see his face at all. He is just completely covered in mud. And I did wonder if he did that physical acting, but it's so similar to the rest of the physical acting that he does that I almost just assume he did.
Mm-hmm.
His physical acting and his physical comedy is so good.
It's so good.
I truly have not, and I thought this, like, and I don't know if it's because Day of the Dead was on the TV in the background, but literally have not seen zombie acting this good since Bub in Day of the Dead. Not fucking kidding. It is, like, he was almost born for this. You know what I mean?
It's honestly, so, like, I not only, like, there's so many parts in this movie that you don't only quote, like, want to quote with your voice, but you want to, like, you want to reenact the character's little movements and
nuances
mm-hmm. because they're so memorable and so good. Like, some of the faces he makes, he's just like, and it's just like, good day.
Yes.
It's what I imagine him just saying.
Matter of fact, like,
it's like, you can hear him talking with his body. And yes. That is,
because he doesn't talk until the last 5 seconds of the movie.
It's fucking incredible. I feel like he's having an entire
just
conversation.
Grunting a lot.
Just
with through. His facial acting.
Yeah.
And I even hers
to me. I saw one point that the first time I saw it was today when I was, like, rewatching again.
Yeah.
And it was like, when she's like, you look cool, he went,
oh, I love that. I didn't notice it.
I was dying. I was like, I didn't, he just went,
looks cool.
I love
it. Does he still only have one hand then?
Yes. Oh my God, I love that.
It was so funny.
That's,
you have to look
hysterical.
Next time you watch
it. Yeah, I gotta watch that again.
Yeah.
But yeah, even like her physical acting too, like, right after he kills his stepmom and she's like, not until we bury the body. It's so over the top, but I love them.
Look at them. Or like when she gets slapped.
Yes, it is so, like, I love it. So, I literally wrote, he's so cute.
Yeah.
And so, she's obviously very frightened at first, because he's, like, chasing her. She doesn't know what's happening. And then he picks up her dad's shoe phone and is, like, playing with it and is immediately so precious.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's my dad's shoe phone. And she starts talking to him, immediately takes him upstairs to her closet like E.T. I would do the same. Like, oh, now I have a little zombie friend.
Do you like music?
And
that's what
I have the cure.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of cure. It's like it's a band. They can't make you better. I mean, they can, but emotionally.
But, like,
emotionally.
See? Yeah, literally. I just can't. It's so fucking funny. And then some of her line reads are so fucking funny. Like, she shows him her hand. Like, she's wrapping his hand later, and he, like, looks at her like, can you fix this? And she goes, oh, I can't fix that. I'm not a doctor. I just love her line reads. I think they're so fucking funny.
Yeah.
The makeup on his, like, when they first wash him off and he looks, like, at his most decayed, the makeup is so seamless
mm-hmm.
and so, like, it's obviously practical makeup on his face, and it just looks so gross and so good.
Yeah. So they get up to her room, and, you know,
he starts crying.
So he starts crying, and his tears smell fucking disgusting. He sees her, like, wall, or her grave etching on the wall, And he's like, that's me.
Yeah.
And he pulls out the rosary that was her mom's rosary that she put on the tombstone.
Yes.
And she's like, fuck, I didn't mean that I wanted to be with you. I meant that I want to be in the ground dead.
Right.
Which I loved.
And the stone of, like, at his grave, his, like, headstone or whatever, is, like, a carving of him. Like, it's a bust of Cole Sprouse. So, yeah. So, yeah, she's like, I just meant that I wanted to be down there dead, like, with you down there. And, but she washes him off, and he kind of looks a little more like himself, just dead. We get a cute little 80s dressing montage. You have to have that in an 80s movie.
I loved the pink robe. It was my favorite.
Yes. She's like, yes. No. No. I loved when she just went, send it back.
Send it back. It was a Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, it was. Oh, my God, it was. It definitely was.
Send it back.
So she wakes up for school the next morning, and he, like, forces her to put on this cute black dress and jacket and hat, and I would wear this, and I want to dress up like her for Halloween. Except I want to do the dream one where she's got, like, little crystals on her face. And, like, and her dress was a giant PBR symbol. I don't think we mentioned that. In the dream, I don't know if you noticed, her dress was just, it just had the big Pabst symbol on the front of it. I didn't.
That's fucking incredible.
Because that's what the guy had been drinking, and she'd been talking about Pabst, a director. Her dress was a big giant PBR dress. I want to dress up like that for Halloween.
Okay, you do that, and then I'll do the...
Like, the first, like, the outfit with the hat. And then, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, her last one. The last dress. That's the one you should do.
Yeah, definitely.
With the big poofy skirt and stuff, yeah. So, she goes to school in her cute dress and everyone's checking her out. And I even love, like, Taffy, she walks away and she's like, she looks so good. And I even like her line. She's like, she could probably do pageants if she had congeniality. I mean, it's true. Lisa doesn't like people, you know? She doesn't pretend to like people.
Yeah, what we didn't mention earlier is that the house looked like it was ransacked because of, you know, the creature breaking in and havoc ensuing.
Yes.
And the fucking evil mother freaks out on Lisa and basically is like, you want attention.
Because you got a lot of attention when your mom died and now...
Less than a year ago, I'd like to add... She's like, I'm going to send you to the loony bin. And Taffy's like, Mom, you're a psych nurse. Should you be saying loony bin?
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry. Anyways, that was important.
So everyone knows she's a big giant bitch because, like, the creature overheard her talking shit and being a cunt. And so she's doing her little, like, cleaning in the morning.
And listening to her empath fucking tape.
Oh, my God. And she makes this bowl that, initially, it looks so good. It's cottage cheese with big, giant slices of peaches in it. It looks look amazing. Good. Put a little pepper on it. Fuck me up.
Yum.
So, it looks really good. So she sits down to eat it. Carpet cleaning people come. And I get her frustration with these people. She's like, will you go the fuck away? Because we get some Jehovah's Witnesses that knock on our door. Jeff only may answer. So... The creature pukes up a worm in it, and it's hilarious.
It's so funny. And then
physical acting in that, when he's like, it's like that cat meme, which is like, yeah. So.
That little laugh.
Get up.
We're doing great.
I'm going to replay that 3 times in a row.
the whole, like, laughing scene?
Yes.
It'll be fucking horrifying. I'm so sorry, Hannibal. I'm so sorry, listeners. I forgot you guys were there for a second.
We need a minute. So, I'm going to put, like, the technical difficulties.
All right.
And back we're to back.
Your, back to your
not sure what happened out in the field there.
But. Scheduled programming.
So...
Worms.
And then, Trent's, like, kind of hitting on...
My eyebrows change my name.
Sorry, go ahead. Trent's, like, kind of hitting on Lisa, and then Taffy comes up, she's like, hey, fuck off, don't hit on my sister.
I wanted to skip his class, too.
And then, they're back at home, and the mom is screaming in her little Blink-182 style nurse outfit.
Impatient.
Lockdown.
Special socks.
Oh, the grippy socks. Not the grippy socks.
Those are nice socks.
But they don't signify a good time in life.
Yeah.
When you get a new pair. It's not fun to get a new pair. So.
Yeah, she's going to throw in their loony bin because she blamed the worm on her.
But instead, the creature takes a sewing machine and just bonk. And she dies a very good. I love Carla Gugino's dead face act. Like her when she's like. Boom.
Ugh.
And then doesn't he chop off her hand right here? No. Her ear, yes, because he's also missing an ear. He slices
off her ear.
And she's like, why? And he's like, you know, trying to explain that. And she's like, I can't do that.
Not until we bury the body.
And then, of course, they just kind of dump her body in his grave that he came out of. That actually makes a lot of sense. Awesome.
And she's like, is it like peaceful down there? Hmm.
And she just kind of smiles.
And kicks dirt on her. I was like,
fuck that bitch. And I don't know at what point, but at some point she says dead meat, and I got pretty excited.
I know. Well, she sews the ear back on, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, she's like, can you hear anything? And she's just like, dead meat, huh?
No reception. Dead meat.
Yep. And then he draws a little lightning bolt on her hand.
Lightning bolt.
And I think it's, again, her face acting, her saying without saying, she looks like she's like, aw. Oh! Like, she thinks it's so cute at first.
Because we forgot to mention the whole tanning bed at the beginning.
It shocked the shit out of her earlier.
They have one for Taffy, like, out in a little she shed, basically. Yeah. It's got, like, all her pageant stuff and, like, a mirror and a tanning bed. And it's shorted.
Yes. So it shocks her. So she takes him out there to get shocked. And then, like, that's supposed to, you know, reattach the ear, make it work kind of thing. And I love she's, like, playing with the crown and the little, like, wand while he's, like, doing it. I know I've said it a million times, but I just love her physical comedy.
Physical acting.
Yes. It's
so good and memorable.
Yes. Yeah. I think the directing and the cinematography are also amazing.
The costumes. The lighting in the shed. Lighting throughout the whole movie.
It's neon in the shed. Yeah. It's adorable, and it's the perfect setting for the very end. I cry all three times I watched it. I've
cried every single time.
The costumes are incredible. Every single fucking thing these people wear, I'm obsessed with. He comes out of the tanning bed, and she, like, screams in his ear. And she's like,
Kanye! Yeah!
Then it's like so excited, and like he's just like, ah! That part is fucking hilarious.
It is.
We can say, I'm gonna say everything's hilarious because this movie, start to finish, hilarious.
So funny. I'm literally laughing out loud the entire time. And not just the first time I saw this, every time.
Oh, yeah.
God, he looks so cute.
He does.
So, then we, you know, she puts a note in the guy's locker she puts a note in someone's locker. We don't know who it is. To meet her at the park. They meet her at the park. I love the way this is shot. This is when I wrote that I love the directing and the cinematography because it's like a POV shot and she's like sitting on a park bench and it comes from behind her and it like pans over and she looks directly at the camera like she's looking directly at you. And she's like, oh, I'm so glad you came. And you still don't know who it is. Because you think it might be Michael Trent. Because she's got a crush on him.
Right.
And then it's suddenly the guy from the party, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, tries to hold her hand on the way to the cemetery. He's like, you don't want to hold my hand? And she's like, oh, I will.
And they go to the cemetery. And he's like, why are we here? It's not Christian for a graveyard to be left like this.
I died.
I agree, Doug. It's not Christian.
And walks on in like a bad bitch. And then the creature chops off his hand.
Yeah, she's like, remind me again what you did at the party. And dude, he started like to like that. Talk about it. And it was so cringe. Like,
boom.
And then he chopped the hand. Well, she like. Tripped him.
Yeah.
Or they tripped him, and then she kneed him in the head, and then he chopped the hand.
Yeah.
It's all important. He deserved it all.
Yes, he did. And then when he
I told you I'd hold your stupid hand! What? I thought that was a really cool thing to say.
And another line read that cracks me up, just the way she says it. And then, of course, the kid starts to run away. He gets an axe in the back. And I love her little, when he, like, throws it. So then she sews his hand back on, of course. And he has the cutest little smirk when they get back, and he's, like, about to play the piano. And just, I apparently didn't know I had a crush on Cole Sprouse.
I fucking know, right?
I didn't know. I already knew I had one on Catherine Newton, but I did not know I had one on Cole Sprouse. I didn't know that was a thing.
I want to be in the middle of that dirt sandwich.
Do you know he's, like, 31?
Yeah.
He still looks so young, which obviously, I mean, we've known him since he was, even before Zach and Cody, he was the little kid in Big Daddy.
Yeah, it's like we grew up together.
Exactly. He's only a few years older than us, you know? Yeah. So it's
I mean, I'm 30 now, much. Yeah.
It's just crazy. So, it's a very cute scene. He starts playing a piece of his own, and then he starts playing Can't Fight This Feeling.
Oh, I want to mention, too, like, with each zap, he looks more and more human.
Yes, he, like, gets like more skin tone. Like, he's starting to look,
like, he's, like, pale still, but his sideburns are looking good, and he's got, like, his little smirk. His eyebrows are fucking impeccable.
Yeah. He looks more and more like Cole Sprouse every
time. The eyebrows, though. Did you notice the eyebrows? They were fucking on fleek. They were giving cut.
Yes. This is just, like, it is.
It's such a wholesome
scene. The cutest, like, creepiest way to do a coming-of-age story in, like, in. Like, it's like the fantasy that all the little goth teenagers of us had. Like, you know, we would have the vampire fantasies where we'd run off with, you know, sexy, beautiful vampires.
Lestat.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, live forever and, you know, run off together. And this is that, but in, like, a Diablo Cody's way. And with
it's very zombie, Romeo and, like, Juliet towards the end. You know, I get a lot of that.
Like, and yeah, she definitely had inspiration from that, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, it's her version of it. And I think Diablo Cody does go by she, her, right?
I believe so.
So I just, it's just such a cute take on that kind of teenage horror or teenage trope turned into a horror movie, which is kind of a trend lately, that, like, taking, like, a bigger concept and then, like, but what if spooky? Like, Radio Silence has done a few times now with Freaky and, no, that was Christopher Landon that did that, not Radio Silence, sorry.
Yeah, you're fine.
Freaky and, Happy Death Day, and Happy Death Day to you. Yeah. So,
I forget what I was going to say.
I love that they're besties for a while. You know what I mean? They're just like, they tell each other everything, and they're just kind of very chill. They're just best friends to start out with.
Yeah.
And that's the best. And he finds a wand, a body wand. And she goes, it's like a back massager. My aunt got it for me a couple Christmases ago. She said it might help my personality.
But before that, Taffy comes home with this big news. She landed her back tuck, double hand, butt spring, whatever. She wants to call mom at the conference she's at, which is why nobody's freaked out that she hasn't been there. And, you know, Lisa tries to deflect, but Taffy does it anyway. I keep calling her Tabby.
Taffy.
Sorry. You guys know what I mean.
Taffy.
Yeah. But she calls her anyways and comes up into Lisa's room a little bit later and is, like, freaking the fuck out. She's, like, officially, like, convinced that something bad happened to her mom. So this is where she really, like, starts just losing it.
And Lisa is like, shit, they're gonna find the body, they're gonna know it's me. And this is another trailer line that I think got spoiled because it was a trailer line. And she's like, I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want to die a virgin. And of course, she's like, I want to do it with someone I love. Like Michael Trent. And he's like, fuck that guy.
Oh, man.
His noises are great.
Yeah. But this is where, you know, the back massage turns into something.
A little something. Yeah. Yeah, this is, Yeah, because she says something about, I'm really tense and stressed out. And so he starts to massage her back. And yeah, she's like, we could do that other places. And that's also, a lot of people have been talking about the scene when she's on the phone with the police describing her mom. She's like, and she wears Lauren Taylor, Elizabeth Taylor White Diamonds perfume. Yeah, she's a bitch. I just think that's so funny. Apparently, if you wear White Diamonds, you're a fucking bitch. I've never worn it.
It's that scene. Ugh. Taffy.
I think Taffy's great, and I think her performance might get overlooked a little bit because she doesn't have, like, the physical comedy, but I do think she's so good in this.
I agree.
I think she just plays the perfect amount of, like, clueless but well-meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we've got the next day they're going to school. Taffy's freaking the fuck out. She's...
Because now they know that a...
young boy has been murdered, too.
Yes, and is missing, at least.
Yeah.
And so she's like, this is too much. I gotta go home. She leaves school. You know, Lisa's... Lisa gets told in the principal because the one goth girl was like, I saw her leave a note in that missing boy's locker. And stop being a nosy bitch.
Right. We don't like snitches.
Snitches get stitches.
You see what happened to Doug? That's gonna happen to you. Each. Anyways.
So.
So, Lisa is like, you know, being all really suspicious. And she's like, you can talk to my attorney.
Talk to my lawyer. And then, walks out very much like he, like Cole walks, like the creature walks away.
Yes, yes.
And I think that's very intentional that she just like, and like kind of does like a walk like he does. Like she's like, no, I'm gonna, like she's learning from him kind of thing. I think that's so cute.
And so they go together in the car to Michael Trent's house.
He does not want to drive her there.
He does not.
The contraceptive sponge is hilarious. How is that ever a thing?
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Do you get it? Do
you no. Work? No.
Do you just shove it in there and it catches all the... But how is that effective? It's not, is it?
I'm going to stop asking questions. I'm going to Google it. Please don't comment those comments on our YouTube. Oh my God, we'll get shut down so fast.
Yeah, don't.
I'm going to Google it, okay? And then I'm going to traumatize myself, and I don't understand.
And then she's going to send me a link.
Because it was huge. The spot... Anyway. It was big. Because she does drop it in a very dramatic scene in a little while. Yeah. So he finally does drive her to Michael Trent's house.
And I think at this point, it's pretty evident that he has feelings for her.
Yes, he loves
so
her.
So he's not... thrilled.
No.
That she's about to go try to fuck Michael Trent.
And she doesn't really know, because she's like... You don't want me to do it, do you? It's fine. Everybody has sex out of wedlock these days. It's fine.
It's 1989.
And whereas he's like, dumbass, I love you. But he can't talk. He also doesn't have a tongue. That's why he can't talk.
He also doesn't have a penis.
We don't know that yet, but he does not.
Yeah.
No pee-pee. So she goes upstairs, and who is he in bed with?
Taffy.
This is the part I was talking about. I don't think she would do this.
I don't think she's that dumb.
That, and I don't think she would go there in that moment. She is so upset about her mom. She, like, is legitimately upset about her mom. She's not faking that part. So, I don't know. It was just, whatever. I get it. She's a teenager also, so.
Yeah.
Teenagers make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she... You know, she talks, she's like, guys usually only like me for one thing. And I hate the way he's like,
kiddo.
It would have never worked between us, kiddo.
I fucking hate that
shit. I love the way she calls him out. She's like, do you know how uncool that is?
You like cool music and cool things, but only for you.
You don't want your girlfriend to like cool things.
You want someone simple.
Is it because I'm not... Simple and sweet like she is. She calls his fucking ass out, and then the creature suddenly walks in. The quickness of just like, just like turns up the like volume, like clicks it a bunch of times really fast, so the music that they're listening to gets really, really loud. chops his dong off.
Slow motion. It's so extra. These, like, big widened expressions.
And it's so...
The blood splatter.
It's weird to say this, but Catherine Newton looks so pretty in that moment with her eyes, like, all wide, like, in the blood splatter.
She does.
She just, like, her eyes are so blue, and she just looks so pretty. I think that red lipstick is awesome on her.
And Taffy is big mortified.
Oh, yes. Bubby. Taffy is now damaged. She's in shock for the rest of the
forever,
day.
Forever, probably. He goes to attack Taffy,
but she doesn't let that happen.
And she's like, no, don't hurt her.
And she's mad now. She's like, why did you do that? And so the dong flew in the trash can, and he picks up the trash can and just walks out. Very dignified. And she grabs Taffy and drives to the cemetery because she knows that's where he's going to be. And she tells Taffy, like, I love you. And thank you for being a good sister, and I never wanted anything bad to happen to you. And Taffy is not okay.
No, she gave her mom's rosary, and Taffy was just, like, shuddering at the touch. And then, like, we get Taffy getting out of the car in boxers in this big t-shirt, covered in blood, like, walking into, like, walking down the street. Cars see her and pass her because they're horrified. Jesus. And it's just, it's so reminiscent of 80s horror films of the past.
And she's walking very zombie-like, I just realized.
Ooh, I didn't even think
like
that. Kind
of like how he started at the beginning very, like, zombie-like, and now he's walking normal.
It reminded me of, like, House of Thousand Corpses at the end, where she's just, like,
yeah,
happily walking down the road, you know, like, dying, you know, like, this chick's been through it.
Yes. Very much. Very much so.
And just the car that drove past where the guy was, like, just kept on going.
I would have done
me
the
too,
same
dude.
Thing.
Me too. I listen to Let's Not Meet podcast.
He said,
all
let's
the time.
Not meet.
That's why I haven't heard his story on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. That's why
he
has
every
no
episode.
So, she grabs an axe and she's like gonna attack him. And then she like drops it and she like realizes. I love the way she just kind of like falls into his arms a little bit. And she's like, you love me? He's like, And then she's like, okay, let's go fuck. And he puts her hand on it, and he doesn't have any junk. But then she's like, oh, well, you don't need that to be a man. It's, like, the least important part, really. And then he hands her the dong, and she's like, oh, for me?
I
think it's so fucking funny.
It's so funny.
That she's not mortified by any part of anything. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, oh, yes, she still gets to, you know what I mean? Like, it was just in her sister. I'm just saying, maybe they washed it.
I didn't think about that.
I just did.
Well, it's not her real sister.
It's very true. That's very, very true. So, she goes, I love the way he stands, like, with his head just, like, up, and he won't look down while she's sewing his penis on. And... she does that, and I love the way they, like, skip back after they,
I liked her little...
Yep. When they, like, do the shocking part, and they, like, skip back together, and it's like, aw, they're gonna go have sex.
And this, like, the fucking animated scene during, like, them having sex.
The perfect... I love that, those versions of PG-13, like, teenage sex scenes. Like, I didn't like Killer Queen, or... Not Killer Queen, I'm sorry. The Babysitter. Killer Queen. So the first and second one. I didn't like either of them, mostly because I don't like the redhead.
Bella Thorne.
Yeah, I don't like her.
I don't like her
and
either.
And the comedy just didn't really land a lot in those movies for me. But
I've
in
the
second...
The first one, I didn't love it.
The second one is better, I think, than the first one, because it's got Jenna Ortega in it.
Okay.
And there is a scene, very young Jenna Ortega, there's a scene, I mean, she's a teenager, where her and the main character, like, are down in this little... like, cubby thing, and they, it gets implied that they have sex, but this, the way they do it, it cuts to them on a dance floor, and they're, like, doing, like, a dance together, and it's just very, like, cutesy, and, like, it'll have, like, phallic images of, like, a rocket ship or something like that, and it's a very cutesy way. I do not need to see two, and, like, yes, these are adults. This is a 27 and a 31-year-old, but they're playing teenagers, and I don't need to see them doing stuff.
Right.
We need good horror movies like this for PG-13 to get the younger kids into it without parents having to be like...
If I watched this as a kid, I would have fucking loved it. I mean, I love it as an adult.
But, like, yeah, it's the same kind of experience we got with Jennifer's Body when we were preteens, teenagers, and we were like, oh my god, this is amazing. This changed me. And now, you know, I actually watched this with my nephew and my niece because they're, like, 9 and 12, so it's right in that age.
But they liked it.
And they loved it. Aww. They thought it was amazing. And, so they do their thing, and then it's... Here's the sad ending that I've cried at all three times I've watched this. Because it's like a very cute version of Can't Fight This Feeling, very light in the background. And she's like, there's no other way. We have to do this.
I'm going to cry talking about it.
There's the sirens in the background. And he looks so sad. And she's crying. And she takes like a little note out of her hair and gives it to him. And so he has to...
Make sure you set it to Max Braun.
And he, like, he sets up his little chair and just sits with her. And I die. But then...
I'm literally crying again.
But then, I'm so sorry. When he opens the note, it says, death is just the beginning. I'll love you forever. I'm gonna cry.
Okay. Oh my god, we're so... How many times have we cried on this goddamn podcast?
I don't know. I think the first time was with Dreamcatcher. Or maybe that was just the worst time. So, it's very, very sweet. So, it's very, very sweet. He sees that, and you can kind of see a light bulb going in his head. He's like, oh, wait, I came back. And this, when it cuts away to, well, I guess we do see Taffy and the dad at the gravesite. Which the only thing that I like about this scene, because I hate their relationship, is on her gravestone it shows beloved wife in the corner of the gravestone.
With two peach rings.
Yes.
Because they were...
Yeah, they were using peach rings. So yeah, it's just very sweet that...
And Taffy's like, sees it.
And it's kind of weird out, but doesn't say anything. But yeah, it's just beloved wife, because they, you know, loved each other.
The dad's and then, the fucking worst. He's just like, bye, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa. Okay, let's go to Fuddruckers.
Motherfucker.
Sir!
Weird. Weirdo.
Weird. It's weirdo gross behavior. And weird. And anyway, so then we finally hear Cole Sprouse speak for the first time in this movie, and he sounds great, and he's like reading some poetry.
He looks so handsome.
Oh my god, he looks so handsome.
And she
is all wrapped in bandages. Just like her little face showing. And when she opens her eyes, they're like creepy and red and like gross.
I'm burned. Like, give me the sequel now.
Hi, baby. Sorry, I had to be scared.
We don't
literally. I normally, girls, I know a lot of time, like a lot of movies feel like we don't need a sequel to everything. We don't need a sequel to everything. I need the sequel to this. I need the two of them being undead going on killing rampages together. I need it.
Those eyes.
Catherine Newton.
What a beautiful ending to a beautiful fucking movie.
So good.
I loved
every second of it. Literally, I mean...
I've watched it three or four times.
It's funny, it's sweet, it's got a little bit of, like, tiny bits of gore, it's a good story, it's feel good, it... Like, there's just so much about it.
Two actors, not only one, like, two actors have some of the most... memorable physical acting. I can't tell you the last time I remembered that many nuances from actors, and like really resonated with me, and
yes.
I'm acting them out as we're talking about them, as I'm watching
and not
it.
Just laughing while you're watching it, but thinking about it later and being like, man, that really was fucking good. Like,
or us crying just talking about that scene, because
that
it was
too.
Beautiful
that too. And they really are. I think they played so well off of each other. I think I would love to see another movie with the two of them in it, because I think they have a really good chemistry. But they're both also just very, very good actors. Just very good actors.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to see more of that out of them. I want to see more from Diablo Cody, but I always do.
Yes.
But when you write something like Jennifer's Body, you need a long time to recover. Because it took... her parts of her soul, I'm sure, because it's such a good movie.
It's so good.
She had to sell part of her soul or something, because, god damn it, I love Jennifer's Body.
I know.
But yeah, I think this is just perfect in so many ways. Big yawn.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can see him where he is right now, but he's just a baby.
He's being toot.
He's so sweet. So, yeah, that's Lisa Frankenstein. I hope you all watched it before this, because little symbols. Yeah, just knock out of the park. So we're going to start and end our little Catherine Newton era with her two newest movies, so Lisa Frankenstein, and then we're going to end with Abigail, do a couple in between. I think we're going to play a game in between, too, just because we haven't done that in a while. I miss playing games. I've got a couple that we can play, so.
Hell yeah.
If you guys have any ideas, send them my way for that. In the meantime, make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We are going to be trying to be more active. We had some trouble, I want to talk to you all really quick. We recorded an episode for The Host, which is a Japanese Korean horror movie. It's so good. But we lost the last 15 minutes of audio, so we haven't decided what we want to do, if we want to try to record the last 15 minutes. If you all just want the first section of it and, you know, just forget about the last of it, or if we might re-record it, because it was such a good movie and I think it was a good episode, so we might do that. But that's why we've been off for a while, and then Jess's birthday, and then I went on vacation, and then I got engaged, and it's just been kind of crazy. So yay, congratulations. Yeah, it's just been kind of crazy, but we're gonna try to be more active and more consistent now with movie reviews. And
thank you for being patient with us. Yes. We've missed you guys.
Yes, we miss you
so much. We've missed this. I've missed you.
Yes, I always miss the pod. Always. Oh, you are the cutest little baby. So, but yeah, make sure you go like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Go follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Barely Living Dreadful. And what else? Email us with comments, questions, concerns, or movie requests or whatever at barelylivingdreadful@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And Hannibal says, until next time,
stay spooky. Bye.